Today's shir is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Avraham Shloima ben Yisrael Yitzchok Brum. May it be a schus for his neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's daf is daf Memhei Baba Kama and Perik Revi Shoshnora Dalvei. The Gemara said, Tan Rabbanan, Shosh Ahemis Hachlo Nigma Dinoi, Mocher, Mocher, Higdishoi, Muktesh, Shochtoi, Besarim Mutter. Higzirushem of the Beis Balav Muchzer. Before the Nigmar Din of the Shor Niskal, it totally belongs to the Bailim. Misha Nigmar Dinoi! Once the decision in Bezdin has been reached that it is a Shor Niskal, and it has been sentenced to death, Mochroi and a Mocher, Higdishoi and a Muktish, Shochta Bisaroi Osir. Hichziru shoymer lebeis bailov, eno muchzer. Says the Gemara that after Nigmar Din, it's worthless. You can't sell it, you can't makdish it, and certainly you can't eat it. Because the Shor Mu'e, Shor Niskol, is in fact Osir Bahano, and since it's Osir Bahano, so you don't own it, and you can't be makdish it, and you can't sell it. Also, if you want to return it to its original owners and you're a shomer, eno muchzer. Rabbi Yankov Oymer Af Mishen Nigmar Dinoy Hichziru Shlomer LaBailov Muchzer. Rabbi Yankov holds that it is Muchzer, and the Gemara explains an interesting machlokes. Rabbi Yankov and the Rabbanin Lema B'Hakim Yifalgi. The Rabbanin Savri Ain Oymerim B'Isuri Hanah Arish Shekol Lefanecho. The Rabbanin hold that by Isuri Hanah, if the Shomer by the Shomer became a Shor Niskol, you can't say Arish Shekol Lefanecho. And the Rabbanan Savri, and I'm sorry, I know how Shekhol Lefanecha. Machlek is Rabbi Yankiv, and the Rabbanan, if you can say how Shekhol Lefanecha. The Beis Halevi says that this Machlek is between Rabbi Yankiv and the Rabbanan, if you could say how Shekhol Lefanecha, but Esuri Hano is a fundamental Chakira in Esuri Hano. We know that Esuri Hano cannot be used, obviously. What is the halacha with regards to ownership? Could you own Isuri Hano, or you cannot own Isuri Hano? So it seems from our Gemara clearly that you cannot own Isuri Hano, because after all, you can't be makdish it, and you can't sell it. The Beis Levi says, maybe the reason you can't be makdish it and you can't sell it is not because, since it's an Isuri Hano, therefore it's ownerless, but rather, it is, you do own it. Rather, you cannot use it. It is not usable, but it is yours. Meaning the Isuri Hano status makes the chafetz not usable, but yours. Which in halacha, we would define it as Eino Birshusoi, however it's Shilcha. You own it, but it's not Birshusoi. Or, alternatively, maybe Isuri Hano causes that the chafetz is totally not yours. It's not only not usable, but it also takes away the bailus. How far does Isuri Hano go? Does it make it totally not yours? There's no bailus? Or is there still bailus, but you cannot use it? Which is basically a philosophical shaila. What is bailus? Is bailus use? Or is bailus something outside of use? If bailus is use, so obviously it's ownerless. If bailus is something outside of use, so therefore even though it's useless, still there's a bailin. Says the Beis Halevi, it is the machlokes of Yankov and the Rabbanin. Rav Yankov holds that you can say Harshukol Lefanecho and put an emphasis on the word Shulcho, because Isuri Hano actually belongs to the owner. It is not usable, but it belongs to him. You can have bailus outside of use. The Rabbanin hold no, you cannot say Harshukol Lefanecho, because if you cannot use it, then that means it's ownerless. Because the essence of ownership is use. That's the machloikis of Yankim Chacham, the fundamental machloikis in what is the outcome of Isuri Hano. Rashi, the third Rashi in the Amid, the fourth Rashi in the Amid, it says, Eino Muktish. Rashi says, why can't he be Maktish the Chefetz? So Rashi says, the Lav Birshusei Demori Koi La'akdushei. It's not in the Rishut, it's not in the domain of the owner to be Maktish. What does it mean, Eino Birshusei? So the Avne Miluyim in Simen Chof Ches and the Ktsois in Simen Tovov are medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds by Isuri Hano that it is Shaloi, there is Bailis, it's just not in Rishusoi. As Rashi goes and says, it ain't Rishusoi, but you can have Bailis. They're medayik from this Rashi, they can have Bailis. And really, there's a machlikis in this matter. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Hey says the Ein Yoytzi BeEsrog Shel Arla. An Esrog that's Arla is not be able to be used for Sukkahs. Why not? So it's a machlokes Rishonim. It's a machlokes between the Ritva and the Ravid. The Ritva learns the reason you cannot use a Esrog of Arla is because since Arla is Isui Hanah, therefore, it's not called Shilchem. It's not called Shilcho. We know that in Esroig, in Yom Rishon, it has to be Shilcho. You have to have ownership of the Esroig. So if the Esroig is the Esroig Shal Arla, it's a Suri Hano. There's no bias in the Suri Hano, and it's not called Shilcho. It's not yours, and that's why it's puzzle. That's the Shita of the Ritva. The Ravid says no. The really Suri Hano belongs to you. Really Suri Hano belongs to you. The only reason it's puzzle of Arla is because since this is Suri Hano, and all Suri Hano have to be burnt, we say the concept of Ketusei Mechdes Shu'urei, since it's Omid Sreifa, since it's planning to be burnt, is as if it's burnt, and therefore it doesn't have the minimal shear, the minimal size of the Esrog. So the Machlek is by Esrog Sha'arla, what's the Psul? Is it like the Ritva learns, because it's not Shalcha, there's no bias by Suri Hano, or is it like the Ravid who says that it's because of Ketusei Mechdes Shu'urei? Rashi in Sukkah, the Flamin Hay, learns that the reason I Esrog Sha'arla is not good enough is because an Esrog Sha'arla, Rashi writes over there, Kevan She'enoi Shulchem. There's no ownership, it's not Shulchem. You don't have ownership in the Esrog. That's what he's Suri Hana. There is no bias by Suri Hana. So the Velt, the Yeshiva world, asks a contradiction. Rashi in Sukkah to our Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah seems to believe that something that's Isuri Hana, it is ownerless. And therefore, that's the reason by Esrog Sha'arla not Yoytzi. Like the Ritva. However, Rashi in Baba Kama, by us, Nafmem Hey, seems to say, Eino Muktish, why can't you be Maktish, Ashor Niskel, after Nigma Dinoi, Rashi says, Alav Birshusei. It's because Birshusei. Implying that it's Alav Birshusei, but you own it. So, Rashi Vos seems to be by Shor Niskel that you do own the Shor Niskel. It's just not Bereshusai. And by Arla, Rashi seems to see that Isuri Hano causes it that you don't, it's ownerless, Astira. So in my younger years in Yeshiva, I thought of a nice answer in the Astira of Rashi. Like this. Really, Isuri, there's two types of Isuri Hano. The Isuri Hano of Arla is fundamentally different than the Isuri Hano of Shor Niskel. Arla is the first couple of years of the plant. The first couple of years, the Arla years, and then afterwards, of course, it becomes Mutter. So I believe that Arla, the Isurin of Arla, since there was never a Bailis Chal, so therefore there in Sukkah, Rashi says that the Isurin of causes it that it's ownerless, because it never began as Bailis. Bailis never started. It was always Arla from the get-go. And therefore there Rashi his opinion is that the Isuri Hano makes it ownerless. Masha'en came by Shor Niskel. Since you own the shore, it was a behaved shore, it was man's best friend, then the Shor Niskel went out and it damaged, and there was a Nigmar Din, and it got the status of Isuri Hano. Then the Isuri Hano is coming to be Mafkia. It's coming to take away the status of Bailis. It can't, Isuri Hano can't take away Bailis. It can only take away Birshusoi. Bailis will always remain. Masha'enki Be'orlo, it's not taking away, but rather it's making that the Bailis shouldn't be Chal. That Isuri Hano could do. That's, I believe, the answer to Stir and Rashi. Now, what's the Rambam's opinion with regards to Isuri Hano? So the Adni Miluim brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchis Chometz and Matzah, Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel, that a person who is koina chometz the Pesach, he's over b'bal yeroah. He goes to the store, he buys the chometz, he's over b'bal yeroah. So says the Avnei Miluyim, that since the Rambam's opinion is if you buy chometz during Pesach, you're over b'bal yeroah, it must be that the Rambam's opinion is that Isuri Hano, there is bialis. Because if there's no bialis, why should you be over b'bal yeroah? That's the raya of the Avnei Miluyim Shita the Rambam. The Chazon Ish and the Noi Yehuda seem to disagree with the Avnei Miluyim. They bring the Gemara and Daf Vav in Psachim. The Gemara says over there that Chometz is Einer B'Shusoi, V'Asasol Teira Kila B'Shusoi. The Torah made a special din that chometz is if it's in Birshusoi. So they say that since the Torah made it in Yerushus, so that's why the Rambam holds you can buy chometz. Really, Isuri Ano, the Rambam's opinion is that there's no bialis. How could the Rambam pass if you buy chometz, you're over? Because the special halacha in the chometz that also kosev kiilu b'shusai, that's the Rambam's opinion, also kosev kiilu b'shusai. Now, another machloikis with regards to this chakira, is Isuri Ano bialis by Isuri Ano or not, would be the famous question that the Rishonim ask in Psachim Choftes. At the Gemara in Kedusha Nun Vavam and Beis says, "Kidsha b'Yisuri Hano ain't a mikudesh." If you marry a woman using Yisuri Hano, it's not mikudesh. The Rishonim ask, "Aye, Kol Hanisrofim Eifron Mutter." We know that even though Yisuri Hano is worthless, you can't use it. But once you burn the Yisuri Hano, the last Mishnah Temura says, "Kol Hanisrofim." If you burn it, Eifron Mutter, then you can benefit from the Eifer. So the Rishonim ask, why could you not be Mekadosh with Yisuri Hano? Granted, now it's worthless, but you could burn it and make it worth something. On that, the Ritva brings an answer from the Ra'ah. The Ritva's Rav. And the Ra'ah says the following thing, that Ein Ochinami Eifer of Yisuri Hano is Mutter. And if you're Mekadosh with Yisuri Hano, it should be worth something because of the Eifer. But says the Ra'ah, that the Eifer has no continuity, is not connected with the chafetz. The Eifer is like Hefker. When I burn Isuri Hana, the Eifer is Hefker. It's not connected with the chafetz previously. That's what the Ra'ah says. Now, that logic means that Isuri Hana is really ownerless. And since Isuri Hana is ownerless, when I burn it, so therefore the Eifer is Mutabana, it's Hefker, because the Eifer's source was from an ownerless object. Since the Eifer source is from an ownerless object, so the Eifer is Hefker. That's the Ra'ah's answer. So the Ra'ah is cleanly learning that Isuri Hano has no bialis. But the question is, if Isuri Hano, you do have bialis, so the Eifer that results from Isuri Hano should be worth something. So how could the Gemara in Nun Vav Mekudushin say, Kitcha B'Isuri Hano, Enim Mekudeshes? On that, the Rajba answered the famous answer, that Enoch Chenami, it is worth something, but it's like Panim Chadoshes. It's a new part of the chafetz that even though it's worth something, but it's not called a valid kinyan, called the davish l'ba'olam, since the eifer is panim chadosh, is a different aspect of the chafetz, so when you gave it to the woman to be mekadosh, it's like you were mekadosh or davish l'ba'olam and the kedushin not chal. So that would be an answer for the Rishonim who hold that Yisuri Hano is not hefker, and the eifer resulting does belong to the ba'olam, but it would still be a status of a davish l'ba'olam, the kedushin wouldn't work.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.